What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's the closing bell brief for Thursday, January 14th. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Stocks gave up earlier gains and ended lower as investors awaited details on the incoming Biden administration's plan for new coronavirus stimulus. The Dow Jones Industrials fell 69 points to close at 30,991. The Nasdaq Composite lost 16 points. The S&P 500 fell 14. President-elect Joe Biden is expected to unveil details on his proposed spending package to support households and businesses tonight. Many investors are counting on additional stimulus to help the economy rebound from the pandemic and restrictions put in place to fight it. Small company stocks outperform the broader market today. Small caps tend to be more sensitive to changes in the economy, making them among the bigger potential beneficiaries of any spending package. Shares of Delta Airlines rose 2.5%. The carrier posted a big loss for 2020, but expects to have access to up to $19 billion of liquidity in the first quarter. And Johnson & Johnson's shares rose 1.7% after the company said its experimental COVID-19 shot generated immune responses from a single dose rather than two. We'll have more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.